Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers, including government, delivered another healthy month of hiring in February.
A surprising 275,000 jobs were added last month. That was up from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 points to 3.9%. The Labor Department report reflected the job market's sustained ability to withstand the 11 rate hikes the Federal Reserve imposed to fight inflation, which made borrowing much costlier for households and businesses.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The tone, angry and bitter, that's Republican Senator Ted Cruz's take on President Biden's State of the Union speech, others describing the address as feisty.
The state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Facing public doubts about his age and fitness, the president was animated during his hour-long speech. He warned that democracy is under attack. He renewed calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, and he doubled down on his support for abortion access. Mr. Biden didn't mention Donald Trump by name, but he said my predecessor 13 times as he drew a contrast with his likely 2024 opponent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And delivering the GOP response, Senator Katie Britt referring to the brutal murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
Tonight, President Biden finally said her name, but he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
Lakin was killed allegedly by an illegal alien from Venezuela. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 167 points, while the Nasdaq trading 122 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-727-9105. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. A huge residential development could be in the making in southwest Las Vegas. The real estate investment firm Gen Partners recently bought 54 acres of undeveloped land west of Southern Highlands that's zoned residential. They did that for nearly $34 million. The New York-based company has previously funded single-family developments in Florida, Texas, and Arizona. Unincorporated Enterprise Township, one of the fastest growing areas in the country, with the building boom being led by commercial real estate, single-family home, and apartment construction. Meanwhile, all of Southern Nevada is dealing with a chronic shortage of housing, with the majority of available land here in Clark County owned by the Bureau of Land Management. That's at about 89%. A well-known discount grocery store coming to Southern Nevada, Aldi. A German-based grocery store chain says it has plans to build 800 stores across the U.S. by the end of 2028 and specifically mentioned coming to Las Vegas. In fact, the company has already announced at least two locations here in Southern Nevada, one in Henderson, another in southwest Las Vegas. The grocery chain, well known for keeping costs down by selling mostly private label brands and encouraging customers to return their carts by requiring a 25-cent deposit to check one out. Legendary entertainer Steve Lawrence, a popular singer all by himself and along with his wife Edie Gourmet, he's died. Lawrence and Gourmet, better known to fans as Steve and Edie, made frequent appearances on TV talk shows as well as nightclubs throughout the 1970s. Steve and Edie, a top draw here in Las Vegas casinos. Edie Gourmet passed away in 2013. Lawrence died yesterday from complications brought on by Alzheimer's. He was 88. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
In the Northwest Valley right now, it's not an accident, but rather a road hazard being reported on 95 northbound approaching Cheyenne. Watch for some debris in the travel lanes. 95 northbound, again, before Cheyenne. Worst of it's going to be found just off the southwest beltway where the Durango off-ramp coming off of 215 westbound remains closed. Has been for hours, probably will be most of the morning. Had an overnight fatal accident there. That's the Durango off-ramp coming off 215 westbound. Might try exiting at Buffalo or Sunset instead. And in addition to that, all northbound lanes on Durango are closed between 215 and Sunset. Should be a great-looking weekend in the valley weather-wise. No rain is in the forecast. Just clear sunny skies today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 60s, maybe 70 by Sunday. It's 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. Is Clark County violating federal election law? That is what a Republican-led nonprofit is saying. Tell you what, let's do the check-in with Derek Lyons. He is the president of Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, and he joins us now. Derek, how are you? Hello, Derek Lyons. Okay. We don't have Derek Lyons.
Kevin, are you there?
Oh, there we are. I always do this. Don't ever let me get into any technical situation because I pressed the wrong button. Sorry about that. It happens.
No worries, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
I am fine. Tell me about the organization that you represent, Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, right? Can you talk a little bit about what it is and how it came to be?
Sure, yeah. Right is an organization we formed a couple of years ago in 2022. Our mission is simple. We want to defend elections. We want to defend election laws that people put in place to protect their elections against attack from the left, which is intent on tearing them down. And we want to defend elections from election administrators who, for whatever reason, decide they don't want to follow those laws or manipulate them to their own often partisan ends. And so what we do is we support litigation around the country in service of both of those ends. And we've just recently launched this initiative in Nevada that we're really excited about.
Talk a little bit about what you're up to here in Nevada. You've sent a letter to Clark County saying that they have apparently violated federal law. Explain that.
Yeah, so we actually are concerned about, how Nevada is maintaining its voter registration rolls, how it's administering those rolls. So we sent letters to Clark County, Washoe County, and the state just asking for basic information about its policies and procedures about how it maintains its voter rolls. And this is this is a procedure that's authorized by federal law called from the 90s called the National Voter Registration Act. And, you know, we got some responses from Washoe and we got some responses from the Secretary of State. But, you know, the response from Clark County was really small and deficient and dragged out over quite a long time. And then they told us they didn't have any more records. And that seemed odd to us. Given the volume of records we were receiving from, as I said, Washoe and the Secretary of State. So we dug in to the data inside the records, you know, like email has, you know, behind the email, there's what's called metadata. And we realized that it looks to us that Clark County is deleting records that it's required to maintain under federal law for 2 years. And it looks to us that they're actually deleting the records after only 180 days, so 6 months. So we sent this letter to them saying, tell us what's going on. Otherwise, we're going to, bring you to court to explain yourself.
And what has their response been? I know it's only been a week or so since the letter you sent to Clark County. Can you talk a little bit about what you've heard from them since?
Well, nothing, to be quite frank. It's not that surprising. We noticed this problem. And, you know, we try to work cooperatively with folks and, you know, we don't want to sue people unless we have to and, you know, resolve things at lower levels. But so we said to them, hey, we're not seeing a lot of records here. We compared your production to what we got from Washoe. And not only is it small, but also, you know, we found records from Washoe County that are emails from you or that you're on, that Clark County's on, and we don't have them from you. And we looked at this metadata, and it looks like you're deleting records. Can you tell us something about that? And although we'd been engaging with them for almost a year at that point, they went completely silent at that moment, and we haven't heard from them since.
What are the technical capabilities? I mean, can you retrieve some of this data that has been, quote, deleted?
Well, you know, that sort of depends on what's going on in Clark County. I mean, sometimes, you know, there are backup tapes and records. I think, unfortunately, our best assessment is that a lot of these records have been deleted. So what we're hoping to get out of this is we want Clark County to start following the law. We want them to retain the records going forward for the 2 years that they're supposed to. By the way, not just under federal law, but under Nevada law. And then we expect we will get some of the records, you know, from the Secretary. We're still working with the Secretary of State. We're still working with Washoe County. So we expect we'll get some records from them. You know, with an email, there's always two records, right? The sent and the received, one on each side. So we expect we'll get some. But in the end, what we are really hoping for is, you know, we'll get some of those records and we'll continue to build our case to see what Nevada is actually doing with respect to its voter registration list. But we really want Clark County to start following the law. They need to be retaining these records for 2 years. These are important records. They're public records. And they really are the key for citizens to understand how their elections are being administered.
Again, Derek Lyons joining us, the president of Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, right? Let me just ask you, from what you know, not just here in Clark County, not just here in Nevada, but elsewhere around the nation, are you confident that we're going to have free and fair elections on November 5th?
Well, we're working hard to do our best on that front. I think that we've made a lot of strides over the last 4 years, especially the last 2 years since Wright's been working to, you know, send a message that these election administrators will be held accountable, that they're not going to be able to necessarily pull the administrative tricks that were involved in 2020, you know, putting drop boxes out that were not allowed, accepting ballots after, you know, the deadline, moving registration dates up and forward, calling people indefinitely confined like they did in Wisconsin so they could send absentee ballots to them. I think a lot of those sort of abuses have been reined in quite a bit. The people know there's a lot more people watching them now with closer scrutiny. So I think so. But there's, you know, we're active in 11 states now. There's still a lot of work to be done on this front to make sure that people can have the trust and confidence they need, right, to go vote. That's That's the most important thing. If people don't believe their elections are safe and secure, then they don't participate in them, because why would anybody participate in a sham? And so we want people to believe that they're real. We want people to go vote, and we want them to be able to see the safeguards around the elections that they want, and the ones that they say, these are what we want in place to let us know that our elections are safe and secure. Voter ID, signature matching on the absentee ballot, not sending ballots out to every registered voter, Dropbox security, not citizenship checks, and the like. And so, you know, I think we've made a lot of strides, and I do think that, I think people should have more confidence every day that the elections are getting better and better.
And Derek, I'm curious, the states where you have problems, like Nevada, are they mostly blue states, or is it a mixture of blue and red states?
You know, it's a mixture. I mean, I would call them a lot of the purple states. You know, the laws go back and forth as people, you know, as a new governor comes in or a new legislature comes in. You know, in states like Nevada, it gets more challenging because the laws on the books are quite bad. I mean, as you know, in Nevada, you send out ballots to every single registered voter, regardless of whether they ask for them or not. You have unsecured drop boxes. You have a ballot receipt deadline that's post-election. You have Zuckerbucks. You have same-day registration. You have automatic voter registration. I mean, these are, you know, we can't defend laws against attack if the legislature is putting in bad laws to run the election. But in states, you know, we see, you know, states like Wisconsin doing a lot to try to secure their election. They become the subject of a lot of lawsuits. We see states like Pennsylvania, you know, their election administrators there are always trying to tinker with the laws that the legislature passed, and we try to hold them accountable there. I think things have, you know, we're working hard in Arizona. The Secretary of State there just put out what we think is an illegal from top to bottom election procedures manual that doesn't conform to state law. So, you know, it's a mixture of states. I guess they're probably like more purple states, but it really depends on, you know, the laws that have been on the books and who your Secretary of States are and whether they're, you know, faithful to the law that the legislatures have passed.
If people want to get involved, if people want to join your mission, can you talk a little bit about how folks can find you?
Absolutely. We're on our website's restoring. There's our writeusa.org, RITEUSA.org, and you can find us on Twitter at Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections on X. We're there as well. We welcome everybody to come get involved. You know, tell us what you're seeing on the ground and what you'd like to see in your elections.
I love that. Derek, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Kevin, thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you.
There you go. Derek Lyons, the president of Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections. He sounded more bullish than I thought. I really thought he would be gloom and doom when it comes to the integrity of our elections, but he was pretty positive, like it's getting better. That's good. That is very, very good. Speaking of good, in fact, it's not just good, it's great. Katie Britt. I'm going to let you hear from Katie Britt last night, a part of the response, the Republican response to the State of the Union. It was absolutely brilliant. She is charismatic. She really was very, very good for her first time on the national stage. I thought she did a great job. I thought she did a phenomenal job. But we'll let you hear it in her own words coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry.
702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Checking X. This is from pollster Frank Luntz, and he is one of the better pollsters that is out there. I love his focus groups. But he tweeted out, or on X, posted, this is the loudest State of the Union speech I can remember. Let's see whether undecided voters like being yelled at. And that really is, I mean, that was shrill, what we heard from the President of the United States. What I thought was absolutely amazing, it was phenomenal, was Katie Britt, the senator, first-term senator from Alabama. And it was a powerful GOP response to the State of the Union from Joe Biden. This is cut three. Go.
Right now, the American dream has turned into a nightmare for so many families. The true, unvarnished state of our union begins and ends with this. Our families are hurting. Our country can do better. And you don't have to look any further than the crisis at our southern border to see it. President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time. But minutes after taking office, he suspended all deportations, he halted construction of the border wall, and he announced a plan to give amnesty to millions. We know that President Biden didn't just create this border crisis. He invited it with 94 executive actions in his first 100 days. When I took office, I took a different approach. I traveled to the Del Rio sector of Texas. That's where I spoke to a woman who shared her story with me. She had been sex trafficked by the cartels starting at the age of 12. She told me not just that she was raped every day, but how many times a day she was raped. The cartels put her on a mattress in a shoebox of a room, and they sent men through that door over and over again for hours and hours on end. We wouldn't be okay with this happening in a third world country. This is the United States of America, and it is past time, in my opinion, that we start acting like it. President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis is despicable. And the truth is, it is almost entirely preventable. From fentanyl poisonings to horrific murders, there are empty chairs tonight at kitchen tables just like this one because of President Biden's senseless border policies. Just think about Lake and Riley. In my neighboring state of Georgia, this beautiful 22-year-old nursing student went out on a jog one morning, but she never got the opportunity to return home. She was brutally murdered by one of the millions of illegal border crossers President Biden chose to release into our homeland. Y'all, as a mom, I can't quit thinking about this. I mean, this could have been my daughter. This could have been yours. And tonight, President Biden finally said her name. But he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame. Fulfill your oath of office. Reverse your policies. End this crisis and stop the suffering.
I got to tell you, I thought she was absolutely brilliant. Katie Britt, a powerful GOP response. She is a senator, a U.S. senator from the state of Alabama, and she spoke from her kitchen. And I thought it was an amazing speech. I want to hear more from Katie Britt. I thought Katie Britt was absolutely wonderful. Coming up, we're going to get your response to the State of the Union. He said it was strong. Do you believe that? Did you like being yelled at by the President of the United States? I mean, that's what you got last night. We're going to open up our phone lines to you, though, because I want to hear from you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you thought of the speech. I want your views on Katie Britt. I thought she was wonderful. Is she vice presidential material? Maybe it's not her time quite yet, but I think she's going to be around in national politics for years to come. She is absolutely wonderful. She's a mom. She is a
really just a wonderful, wonderful representative for the Republican Party. I thought it was great. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670